8:45. Live and local, I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and with me in studio live at KIOS Studios at 33rd and Burt, Emily Getchman. She's the marketing manager for Omaha Public Library, and I thank you for showing up today.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. Nice to have you. There's a pretty nifty program that that you've got coming up, the Omaha Reads program, and the first book of this program is one that, quite frankly, has a lot of bearing in today's society. We're hearing about it on the news. It's something you can't turn on a news channel, whatever you are, left, right, or in the middle. You can't turn something on and not touch on this topic. Why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. We're actually doing our Omaha Reads campaign, and Omaha Reads is something we do every year, and it's an attempt to get the entire community to read the same book and discuss it. And it's just, we call it Omaha's Biggest Book Club. This year's selection is actually The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas, and the book was selected by the community. So we always ask them for ideas about what are books that you think that our community should read and discuss, and they send them all in, and then we look at those nominations and we put them back out for vote. And this was the choice of our community this year, which was not at all surprising, because since this book has come out last year, it has had a wait list on it. It has been on hold, and people are talking about it. It is an award-winning book. It's a New York Times bestseller. And we know that people want to discuss some of the hard themes that are in this novel.
Can you just address it? We're not trying to give it away or anything, but can you kind of address some of the topics that are discussed? Because it's very poignant from a teenager's point of view, right?
Absolutely. So it is actually written for young adults. That's the audience that this book was going for, but it is very relevant to teens and adults. It's about Star is the main character, Star Carter. She is 16 years old. And she goes to a prep school in an affluent community, but she lives in an impoverished, crime-ridden area. So she's balancing this lifestyle. And while she's at a party one night with her childhood best friend, she witnesses her friend get killed by a police officer. And then the whole story that unfolds thereafter is about her finding her place in her community, figuring out who she is, finding her voice, and going through grief of her friend and a life that she maybe wanted and doesn't know who she is yet. So there's a lot of themes going on in here. And what I love about this book the most is that I think there's so many different characters and they are so full of depth that I find that anyone who reads this book will find something that they relate to. Even if it's not Star, the 16-year-old who is telling the story, there might be another character that speaks to you in a different way.
Sure. Oh, fascinating. So take us through that then. What is the idea? I mean, how does this Omaha Reads program work? I mean, what would happen on September 18th, which is Tuesday? And I don't have the time in front of me. What
sure.
time does that happen?
That's our first program of the campaign, and that's just a book discussion at our South Omaha Library. And that's going to be facilitated by Jade Rogers. She's with the Union for Contemporary Art. We've brought in different facilitators for different programs, but on that one, we just invite folks who have read the book, hopefully, to come in and discuss it. It's open, but we have questions, and we want to hear what people have to say about it. And we hope that there's some lively discourse around the book. Teens and adults are invited to almost all of the programs. Some of them do require registration. But for the most part, this is just talking. It's just talking about a book. And some people might not think there's that much to say about it, but I assure you, I could go on and on with the different themes that are represented in this novel. And we expect that the community will have things to offer as well.
Well, sure. I mean, if you think about it, you're touching on just talking about the Hate U Give itself. It's children going to schools outside of their neighborhoods, mm-hmm. talking about police shootings, you're talking about race. Turn on the TV, you'll see any one of those things happening right now.
Right.
All rolled up into one book, and everybody's got to have feelings and opinions regarding this.
Right. They're sensitive topics, and they're challenging topics, but they're relevant topics.
And I think, too, one of the things that I like about this is the idea that you are able to go to an area where we're all going to talk and have an opinion, and it's not about shouting somebody down. It's not about a bunch of signs or protests. It's about adults and teens sitting down together to talk about the emotions these things elicit and possibly come up with solutions. I think it starts with communication, right?
That's, I think, absolutely. And that's kind of the beauty of books. It's a safe place to have conversation around topics rather than having it be, it's real, but it's not real. This is a work of fiction, but does it relate to things happening in our world today? Absolutely. So this is kind of a safe place to talk about those things before you're actually confronted with them in real life.
OmahaLibrary.org, that would be the place to go for information on this. Mm-hmm. You are Emily Getchman.
I am.
The marketing manager for Omaha Public Library. I really appreciate you coming here. How many more of these, in the 10 seconds you have, how many more of these
programs
do you have?
Sure. We actually have five other programs after that first one I mentioned at South Omaha Library. We're going to have a table talk at the University of Nebraska Omaha Community Engagement.
And many more to be found at OmahaPublicLibrary.com.